have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
My daddy is king, your daddy is king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings. I know what matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me. I'm breaking their curse. Now that I'm free, no longer in bondage. I'm paying homage to the ones who before me went up in glory. My spirit is shining. I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God. I worship the finest. I walk in the streets of gold. I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest. I gotta stay positive. I'm a son with me. Gotta stay humble. I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is freedom is mine. Look, having fun with it. Dropping them jewels so to mentally climb. Look, better run with it. I'm amazing.
For the birds, thumbs out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Driving with my windows down, then I make that last turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still bother to be a pleasure me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy, still healing from the ancient street. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later, I made her feel underrated, though. Hit my shot like the fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. How my bills are the pay, don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's flipping on the federals. Now I'm gonna mention something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are acceptable.
I'm amazing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling. Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This your main man, David Ben, and I am in the building. And I am smiling. That's right. Shout out to Beyond the Radio. We up in here. Yes, we are. And it's a new year, 2022. Yes, it is. A brand new year. We are here. Man, it's a blessing to be here tonight. And you know what? We got a wonderful show for you tonight. Shout out to Elation Family. We up in the building. Man, it's family first. Y'all know how we do it. So we just going to keep it pushing because we got a lot to talk about tonight. Yes, we do. Can I get a drum roll? Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. And guess what? I'm smiling. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Elation family. Happy New Year. We miss you guys, and we pray that you all are having a great start to your year.
Yes, it's been so wonderful. 2021. What can I say, Coach? 2021. Whew, we here.
Are you saying 2022 we're here, or we had a fabulous 2021?
We had a 2021. We went past 2021. Lord, thank God for 2022. Because 2021 was really like, it was so much good, and for me, it was so much bad. You know, it was hard for me, you know, losing so many family members in one year.
Yeah.
That was definitely devastating for me. I lost more family members that was so close and dear to my heart more than any time since I've been born. And that was 2021. Just being, it was very difficult. It was very difficult. I haven't cried that much in my life. I'm telling you, I have not shed so many tears since I've been born. 2021 was definitely devastating. But you know what? I'm here, and I always tell people to keep smiling because, you know, it's so much better than frowning.
Yeah.
And the beautiful part about crying is, you know, it give your body a chance to vent. It needs it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I cry because I love them and miss them.
Yeah.
But you know what? I trust and believe that, you know, they're in a better position than I am.
Yeah.
Because they're literally resting, and I believe that without a shadow of a doubt that they're resting. And that's why I can come up here and still say I'm smiling. I won't give what I've been through. I always trust people to smile anyway because it's like, you ain't always smiling because you're just happy about everything. But it's a way to say, you know what, I'm not going to use the circumstances of life to give me make an excuse for failure.
Right.
Don't make an excuse of why you're doing so bad and making poor judgment. Stop blaming everyone and everything on why you make poor decisions.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's a show called The Walking Dead. Yes, I look at The Walking Dead, y'all, because I understand it's a show. No, it have not gotten my spirit. It's the foul spirit that's within me. I like it. I understand that they're actors. They're paid actors. They're hired, and they're people, and they ran the part. Understand that them little zombies are costumes. That's right. So it was a part on The Walking Dead. They have a guy called the King. They call him the King. King Ezekiel, that's what they call him. And I remember all the things they was going through, the goblins and the ghouls and all the things they was going through. He said, and yet I smile.
Mm-hmm.
He kept saying, he said, and yet I smile. Out of all the things they was going through, and even though he was lying about being a king, people followed him, and it was a lot of survival going on because they believe only because he smiled so much. So just your smile out of all what you go through can really bless another person. That's why I smile, and I encourage everybody else to smile, Coach Shane.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important.
So how was your 2021?
My 2021, like you said, it had its ebbs and flows, its ups and downs, and you know, the same thing. You just have to make a choice to smile through it all. We know that life happens, just like my song, "It Will Be All Right." It reminds us that you will have your ups, you will have your downs, and life is not always what it's gonna, you know, what it seems to be. You know, I've had things that were planned out for me and they may have gone by the wayside, you know, a lot of changes. I think for me, David, the biggest, I guess, hurdle for me in 2021 was just the change of me, if I could say that. Growing a lot mentally and spiritually, it hurts. It hurts. You won't hear a lot of people talk about their change. You won't hear a lot of people talk about, everybody just kind of says, I'm good, you know, no pun intended, but they always just say, I'm good. And so I asked myself going into 2022, everything that 2021 has taught me, the things that have been taken away, they were good things. The things that have been stripped from me were good things. And shout out to Apostle Willie, because he was talking today about just letting go of some things and knowing that God has something better on the other side. And so that's what my expectation is in 2022. I lost a relative that was very, very, very close to me. You know, my cousin, I called him my brother and still call him my brother. But one of my closest relatives, and very unexpected, and it hurt me a lot. However, like you said, yet I smile. I still smile. I think all the good memories that we've had, and I think about all the things. Like the other day, ironically, something good happened with me, and I almost forgot that he wasn't here. And I picked up the phone, like I forgot he wasn't. I picked up the phone to kind of joke with him and realize, like, he's not here. So 2021 has been very hard on myself, my family, but I think out of it, you know, it really kind of set the standard for what it showed me my endurance. It showed me just how strong I really am. It showed me how sometimes I was standing in the way of myself. It showed me where I needed to grow and how I needed to grow. 2021 didn't just say, you're not grown. It said, this is how, and this is where, and this is how you overcome it. So it has been good. It had its ebbs and its flows, like I said. But at the end of it all, it will be all right. And I'm going into 2022 feeling brand new.
Great. That's great. Shout out to G Will, brand new. If y'all haven't heard that single, please go to YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, or any other digital outlet and check that song out. That is Brand New by one and only Beyond the Fence Art.
I love you.
So what I want to really talk about this new year, you know what, Coach Dave, when it comes to the new year thing and people make new year's resolutions, I don't do that. The Bible clearly says that you know, you're supposed to renew your mind daily. You say you're supposed to die daily, meaning you're supposed to renew your mind every day, meaning every day you should be seeking growth. Every day should be a new year's, a new day resolution. A new day resolution. You shouldn't have to wait every year. Every year you say, all right, what I'm going to do next year. Every time you wait for next year, you ain't doing nothing but holding off opportunity to be. You won't be who you were created to be. You holding off that time. How valuable you are, all your greatness. Well, you're waiting for it instead of going forth and doing what you're supposed to do now. Do what you're supposed to do today. Right now, 2022, don't wait to 2023. Do it now. Do it every day. So when December 31st comes, you will already be who you designed to be. So January 1st will be another day. You won't have to wait for another year. Every day you're supposed to renew your mind. Every day you're supposed to die daily. What'd you think about that, Coach?
You know, that was powerful. I was thinking today, just a little earlier, I was thinking about the word resolution and how people always say they wait into the new year. And I wonder, David, how long does that really happen? You know, how long do they do exactly what they said they're going to do? If you have to wait to a new year to do something that's not even in your existence, it's just something you thought of. Like when you want to do something, it's a fiber of your ever being, right? So if you say you want to find a job, if you say, well, I'm going to wait until 2022 because it's a fresh start. But like you said, the Bible says to renew your mind daily. And so you have to have that concept in you. But if you have to work yourself up to the new year, it's something that's going to be, it's something that's going to fade away almost immediately because it's not in you. So so I agree with you. And I had looked up the word resolution today too. And resolution is really a firm decision to do or not to do something. That's just the Webster's definition of it, but it's a firm decision to do or not to do something. And I agree with you. We can make a decision every day to do or not to do something. We don't have to wait until the new year to do it.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to go ahead and read that verse. It's 1 Corinthians 15:31. And the King James Version says this: I protest by rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. I die daily. Understand, Jesus died and rose. Correct? According to Scripture, that's the same thing with water baptism. Meaning, you once you go into that water, and when you come out that water, That symbolizes the resurrection, meaning you are a new creation. Remember, Jesus died. Once he rose, he had his renewed body. He was renewed. He wasn't walking around like he was walking around. He was brand new, especially when, you know, when they went on top of the mount and his body changed. Why? Because that's the resurrection. That's a part of the resurrection. When you come out that water, you're resurrected. Everything in that water now is the dirty you. That's how it's supposed to be every day. You die. Watch this now. Understand, when you pass away, they say, we're putting you to rest. And then we'll put R.I.P. rest in peace. Well, understand, our body goes to rest every night we go to sleep. When we go to bed, we're at rest. And watch this. We say our prayers. Why? Because some people don't wake up. Because they rest forever. They don't know that they're not, you know, they don't know that they passed away. They're resting. So when we wake up from our rest, we should be renewed. That's your time of resurrection every day. You're supposed to resurrect and be better than who you was yesterday. And that's why we encourage people to go beyond their fence. every day. That's what God created us and designed us to be. I don't see nowhere we say, well, you know, at the end of the year, you know what I'm saying, y'all shoot the fireworks and we're going to count down and that's what I want you to change. I don't see that nowhere in the scriptures. Die daily. And guess what? We must renew our minds daily because we have resurrected daily. Can I get an amen, Commission?
Amen.
And that's just how we doing it, kids and queens, men and women of God. I'm telling you now, I know I come over here and we like to joke, we like to have fun, but first and foremost, we want you to be a better you because you deserve it. Listen, treat yourself, bless yourself, love yourself. Stop holding off.
Stop
procrastinating on your blessing. Back to you, Coach.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're on fire. So when you get like this, I just, it's like you teach it and I just absorb. I absorb it. So I become like a listener as well. But I agree with you. I mean, we have to really start caring. We always talk about self-care, David, and a lot of people think self-care is just kind of for women. It's the facials. We wash our hair that day. We paint our toenails, and we might get some rest and put some cucumbers on our eyes and feel refreshed and feel brand new. We're going to talk about brand new a lot. Again, shout out to G-Weezy. No pun intended. It's a new year, and that's what everybody thinks. But I realize a lot of people don't understand even the concept of changing your mindset daily. I read a book a while ago, and it was called The 12-Week Year. And when 365 days, everyone feels like that's the start of something new. I have 365 days to complete all of my goals, right? And this book, The 12-Week Year, literally put things into perspective for me, the short goals versus the longer goals. And I started to kind of keep this concept in my mind from 2015 on, because I realized that when I can see things from day to day and achieve goals day to day, and when I can achieve goals month to month, it actually works in my favor on that 364th day that I actually achieve something, right? And so here we're so consumed with the resolution rather than resolving the things that need to be resolved. So people are making the resolution, but there's no resolve in the resolution. There's just, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But nobody's actually looking at how am I going to resolve these. You talk a lot about finances and credit, and you talk a lot about basically becoming a better us. So this year, my encouragement would be that within the quote-unquote resolution, that you find that word resolve in the middle of it, so that you can begin to resolve some of those things that you want to knock out this year, not just because it's a new year, but because you actually want to have a mindset shift to become a new and better you.
And you know what, Coach, with that, I don't even want to tell them this year. I want to say this today, tonight, this is what you should do. This week or the day after, this month, I think you should set your goals every day. Watch this. When a baby is born, look, I can prove that you're not who you was yesterday. I can prove it. Because we get old every day. When a baby is born, each day it's born, you can't tell that it's not the same baby until one day it starts walking. That little infant just grow right before your eyes, and you see that infant every day getting taller and taller, but it just happens gradually. You can't see it. You can't see it. You can't just actually see it happening. You see it happening, but you can't tell because you're with that child every day. Every day we wake up, we have changed. We're getting older our bodies are deteriorating every day. When it comes to that tombstone, from the day you were born, and it got that little dash, and then it got their end date, we're living in our dash right now. We're living the dash. Right now, you are living in your dash. So by the time you're born, once you have the dash, you know that you have a expiration date. You just don't know when it is. So every day counts, not every year. I'm going to lose weight next year. Next year, I'm going to get me a house. Next year, no, you need to be thinking about that today. Because next year is promised, but it's not promised to you individually. See? It's not promised to you every day. You're not promised to be here every day, but the world going to go home, even when you expire. That's what I want to encourage everyone. Renew your mind. Renew your thinking. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you should be better than you was today. I'm hoping and just really hoping that when you hear this message, that something will go through your mind and just click. And you say, you know what? I'm going to do better right now, though. It shouldn't take you a year. That's not even promising. That's why I started it out in 2021. I lost family members that were dear to my heart. And one of them was a close cousin of mine, my first cousin, who we called each other brother and sister. Like, really? And she was younger than me and passed away. A week after her dad passed away, which is my mother's brother, my uncle. And guess what? Right after that funeral, her mother passed away, not even a week after that. In 1 month. Father, daughter, mom. They had my cousin and her mom got buried the same day, they had a funeral at the same time. They was both there to see my uncle get buried. Not even a month later, both of them were gone. They didn't get to see 2022. You got to make a decision today. Be better tomorrow than you was today. That's how you better your life. That's how you go behind your fence. Am I making sense, Coach Shay? We got 2 minutes to break time.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'll spend my 2 minutes just saying you're doing an amazing job. And I believe that the listeners are getting a lot out of it tonight as well.
Hey to the men. Well, I know one thing. We do come back from break. You know, we got the Goddess and Everything conference coming. Oh, this Saturday. Yes, we're going down. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Goddess and Everything conference, why it's the men's edition. And men, the Bible clearly says that men is the head of the household. And if you come to this conference, we're going to show you what leadership looks like in the household. And because some men feel, well, the Bible says I'm the head of the household. So they think that's dictatorship. But nope, that doesn't mean you're a dictator. You're supposed to be a leader. Meaning through your leadership, everyone's supposed to win. So when you come back, you're going to get blessed the more. With that being said, hey, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
DJ.
Had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. Oh, she was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, you can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Yeah. 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 Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton. Yes, he's in the building. If you just missed the first half, we are talking about New Year's resolutions. You do not want to miss the playback. New Year's resolutions. The Bible reminds us that we need to renew our thinking daily. We need to transform our minds daily so that you can do this change, not just for 2022, but daily. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors. The 2022 sponsors, as always, Paula G, Voice Lady, Wisdom After Midnight. You guys heard that amazing commercial in the beginning. That was Paula G, Voice Lady, Wisdom After Midnight. Listen, speaking of new year, it is time for new things, to create new habits, especially for your programming. If you're looking for a quality voiceover for your programming on radio, if you are a business and you're looking for a infomercial, someone to do your commercials, if you know of anyone that's looking to do something different with a voiceover, we want you to reach out to Paula G at paulagvoice.com or Paula at paulagvoice.com as well. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you, and you guys will be seeing and hearing more of her as well. And also our DJ, Beyond the Fence DJ, G-Weezy, that's DJ G-Will, William G. Will Faulkner on Facebook. If you are looking for a DJ, you guys will see this amazing DJ once again for the second year at the God is in Everything Conference, which we're going to talk about, but you have seen him all over the place. If you've been on his page, he has been global. He's been global. So if you're looking for a DJ, whether it is virtual or in person, he's going to travel anywhere, I think just about anywhere, but make sure you reach out to him at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org, beyondthefence.org, or you can go ahead to the Beyond the Fence Facebook page, like it while you're there, or to the Facebook Beyond the Radio. Make sure you like it while it's there. We'll have his information there as well. But last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Brrrr.
Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. We want to say thank you guys for an amazing 2020 and an amazing 2021, and we are looking forward to a fabulous 2022. It is already, if you are a business or an existing business, if you have a vision for a business, if you want to know what your purpose is, if you are a corporation and you're looking for corporate training, or if you are a small business and you're looking for some workshops for your teams, if you are doing anything business-like and you want to know more about how to develop new strategies in your business, let's talk. Reach out to us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Again, that's aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook for reviews at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. And also, if you've done any work with us, you can now leave a review on Google at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. You will also find reviews there as well. David Benson, I would say back to you, but since we're talking about the conference, I'm going to keep on going. Well, shout out. Say that again, David.
I said, well, be my guest.
Well, shout out to everyone who is going to be participating for another year. David, this is the eighth annual. That says a lot. That says a lot. And I want to stop right there just for a second, because you hear conferences coming and going. You hear people with great ideas for conferences, and they do it, and they go. This is our eighth year, and that says a lot for the God is in Everything conference. And just so you guys know, this conference started, and you'll hear me say this each time I talk about it because I need you to know the vision behind it. This conference started back in 2015. Really, it was 2014 going into 2015, but this conference started with a vision. I was just driving down the road one day looking at the trees, and I kept hearing God is in everything. And I'm like, yeah, you know, God is in everything. And after putting this master plan down for about 6 months, I realized it was a conference. And since then, we have been really, really setting a standard at the beginning of every year with this conference. Minds have been changed. Families have been brought back together. People are loving themselves and understanding their purpose. Children are identifying with their leadership abilities and their creative side of the world, but they also realize after they leave that God truly is in everything. We have had a number of people come in and as guests, and these people now come in on the year after as some part of the conference, and so we're happy to be able to open the door for so many people who have a testimony or for people who have something to say and open those opportunities up for the first time. We also have developed within the last couple of years. David, if you remember, I contacted mm-hmm. you probably about 3 years ago, and I was like, I want to do an award show. Do you remember? I was like, I want to do an award show. I want to do an award show. And I said, I just want to honor the people that have been doing something good in the community. And in the beginning, I thought it was going to be this, you know, 800-seat banquet hall, and we were going to have all these kind of high-level awards. And God said, use what you have. And so in 2019, we started the Community Award, and this is our third year serving people who are doing amazing things in the community. So that's indicative to who we are at Beyond the Fence. Not only are we encouraging you all to go beyond your fence, but we are also going beyond our fence. So this year, 2022, it is the men edition. And nobody can say it really better than I can, but David. But again, the men, we decided to bring the men in because the men really set the tone for relationships and for families. And it gives us an idea of this year will give us an idea about the strength of a man, the leadership abilities the men should have, and if they do have them, women, how we should accommodate those leadership abilities. But I do want to say, what does the Bible mean? What does head of household mean in the Bible? And there's a passage, not a passage, but some literature here that says the head of the household is to be the man. And the man is to be a husband, a father, or spiritual leader to his family. The man is to watch over and protect his family, setting a good example in his life and having Christ the center of it all.
And so I believe that on January 15, 2022, that those of you who will and have registered for this conference will get a bit of that from every speaker that will be there on that day. So, David, I'm going to hand it back over to you because I know that you get excited about talking about it and you get a chance to talk about some of the men who are coming on that day.
Yes, we have some awesome gentlemen, and I'm just so excited. I mean, yo, me and Paula G Voice will be hosting it. We have the infamous DJ G-Will on the ones and twos in the God is in Everything conference. And we will have my brother, who I was incarcerated with, a prayer warrior. He had a prayer ministry while we was behind the fence. And his name is Brother William Turner. Likes to be called Will Turner, so I will say Brother Will Turner. And our first speaker will be a pastor. His name is J.R. Trent, who was also behind the fence with me at a whole nother spot. Brother Turner, Will Turner, was with me in Texas. And Pastor Junior Trent was with me when I was in Butner, North Carolina. And it's amazing how these brothers, like, have we just all come in and everybody changed their life. And people might say, oh, man, so you wait to get incarcerated to change your life. Like I said, you have to renew your mind daily. We made a conscious choice to do it now. And the thing about it is, man, so what are we supposed to do? Never decide to grow? Never decide to mature? That's a part of being a man. Accept the responsibility of your errors and say, you know what? I must get it together today. And that's what we did. Our next speaker after that will be Pastor Royce. He'll be speaking, and then we have our youth speaker, which is so much of a blessing, a young man that I have the opportunity to coach, and he's done such a phenomenal job within himself. I can't take the credit. All I can do is just give him information, but he gets all the credit because he implemented the information and went forth with it. He chose to make a conscious choice to listen, so he gets 100% of the credit for that. And his name is Benson.
Benson Maurice.
I always call him Benson. I never call him by his last name.
He's a twin, too. He has a twin sister, so I think it's awesome. So she'll probably be on as well.
Yes, Benson Maurice. And after that, we have an awesome comedian. His name is DeAndre Henry. He'll be coming in, and, you know, like I always say, man, you know, laughter is good. And the Bible clearly says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones. And that's why we say Merry Christmas, because that means happy. You know what I'm saying? So there's a happy moment. You know, we the Bible says be merry. So we need to be happy. We're going to have that in the break time. Then we have an awesome testimony speaker from a woman's perspective, Ms. Dawn Barker. And then we have my awesome community award by my brother, who is a probation officer. And people are like, hold on, man. What you mean you're here? Probation officer? But you're a gangbanger and a drug dealer. Well, me and his brother grew up together. And I chose to make my way, and he chose to make his way. We both played on the basketball team, very close, spent the night over my house. I spent the night over his house. I mean, we were boys, still boys. That's my brother to this day. And we both were smart individuals. We made good grades. We were so good in school, people copied off our papers. And, you know, I chose the fast way. And he chose the slow grind, and, you know, but guess what? Here we are today on the same path of righteousness as men. And that's my brother, Kendrick Tate. So he gets the community award because he really does care for these young men. And what the thing is, how these young men don't understand that he literally can relate to them.
Yeah. Congratulations to Mr. Ken Tate, Mr. Kendrick Tate. Congratulations.
Yes. And then our third speaker will be Apostle Jerome Tomblin out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And guess what? He was my celly. But this brother was so phenomenal. I remember he used to hold church service on the yard. And when I say he used to be so packed, because he just was such a big influence. And I had the opportunity to just grow with this brother. You know, I would say things to him, but the way he knew scripture was unbelievable. And I would just sit and listen to him for hours, and I'm like, wow, man, this brother. But here's the thing. He would read the Bible all day. And that's where I grew it. I'm like, yo, he reads this book all day. And it inspired me. And it was like, if you want to learn this much, won't you read more? He would read all day. And he would just read it and read it. And next thing you know, y'all, I find myself reading it. And then I started studying it, studying it, studying. Next thing you know, I done read the Bible five times forward, five times backwards. From Genesis to Revelation, Revelation back to Genesis. The whole entire book. And started studying and studying and studying. I stayed in it. I laid in it. Because I wanted to be better. The Bible say, you know, if you want to get to know God, then you got to pursue God. So I pursued the knowledge. And our keynote speaker is Apostle Willie Smith. And I am excited to hear this brother. And he's such a phenomenal brother. I mean, you know, he's definitely inspiration. You know, he's someone who's more realistic for me. I don't see him doing the hooping and hollering and all the things. I don't see, and this is not a knock to anyone else. It's just he's so realistic on his approach to how love should go. And he's short with his actions, not with his antics.
Yeah.
His heart, he put it into action. So these gentlemen that we're presenting, everyone have different stories. Everyone have different stories on how they got to this path of righteousness that we're on. So what we want to do is show that there are men, because there's not enough men getting recognition, because, you know, to say, all right, well, you have some real men out here who know how to conduct themselves. And are willing to fight the good fight of faith to bring other men up and be in their rifles the way it was created to be. The system has cut the man's head off, chopped him down, and made him lower than the female. It was by design. And it started in slavery. You take the man away. Let the woman rise up. And guess what happens? Now the woman have to bring up the kids. And y'all wonder why so many young men are feminine. Well, they had to be raised by this woman because the man is out the house. And then guess what the government tell you? Well, you're not going to get no government assistance if that man in there. So it's designed to say, because the government said, I'm your husband, not him. I'm your man. I'm going to take care of you, not him. If he's going to be here, I'm not going to take care of you no more. It's a threat. So now the man is not in the house. Now we got kids growing up seeing fathers not even in the home. And they don't even know how to be men themselves. A mom can only do the best she can do. She can teach them to be an awesome person, but never can teach him to be a man because she can never empathize. But she can be the best mother she can be. I hear women say, well, I'm the father and the mother. No, you're actually just an awesome mother. Just take credit for it.
You know, David, I want to say something real quick. I know if I can. I remember years ago, before I even had the knowledge of, you know, fathers being fathers and mothers being mothers, and I know that sounds silly, but when Father's Day would come up, I grew up accustomed to my family members actually saying Happy Father's Day to the single mothers. And I remember one year in church, I was actually saying it to a couple of people, and this one lady I said it to, I said Happy Father's Day because I knew she had 6 kids. She was a single mother, come to church every Sunday with her kids. And I just said what I was familiar with. I was like, Happy Father's Day. And she was like, but I'm not a father, you know, and I'm like, but you take care of your kids on your own. And like, you're a single mother. And she was like, but they have a father. And she was a bit offended by it. And although my reaction wasn't to be offended back, I learned something that year back in like 2009. I learned something that year that there truly is a difference. But sometimes we can be accustomed to the things that we're traditionally taught. And that was something for me that was taught, that it was okay to say Happy Father's Day to the single mother.
And it's a smack in the women's face as well, because God created man and woman. So you should never even want to take the position to say, I'm a man. Because everything God created is in pairs. Everything God created is in pairs. Everything God created is male and female. See? Now, me and you know, I have a nephew who got his son, full custody of his son. You know I have a nephew who have full custody of his son, 1 year old. You know the fight he had to get his son because he was the more responsible parent. But how disrespectful would he be on himself to say on Mother's Day, I'm a mother? He should never degrade himself and say, I'm a mother. Well, he can just be the father.
Right.
And he can be.
Right. Right.
Saying, so it's the same thing with a woman. Be proud of that man. Be proud to be the great woman. Just be proud. And we want men to be proud to be great men. And let men honor the woman. And woman honor the man, because young women are being taught, I don't need no man. No one said you can't survive without a man, but to say you don't need a man, it definitely makes the Bible a lie. Because it said you're a helpmate. And if you don't have no mate to help, then you're living in a lie. By design. Now, let me repeat this. No one never said you can survive without a man. But you have a right to say, I'm a survivor. But shout out to the men who are leaders of their household.
Yeah.
Because the leader of the household is going to spread it to the workplace. A leader in the household, he going to express it when he in the supermarket. Just opening the door for you. Not because he think you cute, because he's a gentleman. See? Because he playing his role as a man as he designed to be. So that's what I want to say for tonight. Y'all go to the Beyond Offense page. Now go to the God is in Everything page on Facebook. Go to Eventbrite. God is in Everything page on Facebook. Eventbrite. Listen. Sign up. You can't come on the Zoom if you don't register. It's for free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need your support. But we're doing this from our heart. If you want to be around some good people who just care for people and not doing this to be noticed and just want to be your blessing, come and be a part of this union. be a part of something genuine. Because God is in everything. And we will see y'all next week, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we love you.
Love you guys. See you all on the 15th.
With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? See y'all next week. It's your boy David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know.
Around 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm reaching out the window, the sun come up. I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, at the sun come up. I'm good. I'm good. About to get my day started. Off the work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and great. The soul sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, and my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. Good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good.